Everybody, welcome to Mask Mondays here on More Than Meets These Guys. I am here with Boo of the Axelon Underground.com.
Well, howdy, y'all.
Dusty, is that you, buddy? Oh my God.
Thought I sounded like a hick.
May I tell you what? I don't know. He kind of sounds like a lot of people I meet out here in Alabama. Got rural. I know he's supposed to be from Louisiana, from the
I'm
Bayou.
just curious how much experience the voice actor had with that accent, or if he's just like pulling like a Gomer Pyle or something.
Golly!
I know, that's what I'm saying. I was here in Mayberry the whole time. In fact,
Oh,
in my notes,
100%.
there's a couple of times where I referred to him as Gomer.
Like I said, rural Alabama. I guess is Mayberry more like rural, like Mississippi or Tennessee, or is that Alabama?
I'm
Yes.
trying to think, was it South Carolina or something?
Okay,
I don't know.
so in
I'm
South
not
Mississippi.
up on my Andy Griffith lore.
Golly, Andy, what you think? Yeah. Man, so we are on episode three, The Book of Power.
Yeah.
As
North
Dusty would say,
Carolina.
North Carolina,
Yeah, Mayberry's in North Carolina.
as Dusty Hayes would say, it's a humdinger.
It is. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
He might be my favorite character.
You know, it's almost like he's channeling Flo from Alice.
The kind is, well, kiss my grits.
Exactly.
Oh, we're old.
Miles Mayhem, you can kiss my grits.
Yeah, so he started this whole, the whole thing of the. I'm guessing they live in the same. It feels like. Maybe it's like maybe New Mexico or something like that. Maybe Arizona or it's like somewhere out there, Western Texas, for all we know.
Yeah, I haven't seen like a specific location pointed out,
And
but locations seem to be very fluid in this show.
yes, we'll get there.
Yeah.
So yeah, they start the episode out by having this like they gotta like hear this little tinkling like Middle Eastern kind of music. You know, like you hear like soundtracks and like, oh, we must be in, maybe we're in the Middle East, maybe we're in Egypt. There's a display, and we go down some random street where there's a tiny museum with artifacts.
Or is it like a curio store, maybe?
It's very analogous.
Well, and here's what's funny about that music, okay? Because
What's
if you
that?
look at the end credits, the music was done by was it Haim Saban and Shuki Levy?
They did most of our stuff, yeah.
Yeah, who also did the music for Inspector Gadget.
Huh.
And there's a song in Inspector Gadget called Arabian Desert. Okay, and
Yeah.
the first portion of it before it goes into it starts like emulating the Inspector Gadget theme.
Yeah.
They looped that and slowed it down for this song in the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they took a little snippet of their song from Inspector Gadget called Arabian Desert and looped it for this beginning part, the little snake charmer music.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. This occurred to me a little while ago when I was talking to my wife about this show, and you know, I said, you know, another show that Deke did. She's like, oh, like most of the shows I watch. Like, okay, well, that yeah, that's I got you. Neither here nor there. They did a lot of shows. Why
Yeah.
is it? I think I kind of answered my own question. Inspector Gadget did a lot of like, I would say. Suspect things that were probably not the best. They don't age too well, like, well, racist-y kind of things, but they made them kind of enjoyable because they weren't so, I don't know, didn't try to treat it so seriously as a joke. More like the bad guys were dressing up like in like costumes from like some civilization or something like that. They never really made fun. So much of a civilization that I remember. Now, that's not to say they didn't,
It
but
was as respectful, I guess, as you could get with the stereotypes of the day.
yeah, and Inspector Gadget at least made you kind of you knew that the main character was an idiot,
Yeah.
so maybe that
Yeah,
still made
that's the
it
other thing.
better.
Like, maybe you're viewing it through his eyes.
Yeah, whereas Penny and Brain were like the ones who were like trying to you know make things right and. He's just like, he would probably go into like an Asian city and go, "Oh, ting tang tong, that's Inspector Gadget." And Penny would be like,
Yeah.
"Well, let me translate it. He's trying to find out where the embassy is."
You know
And
who would be good as a live action Inspector Gadget now?
who else?
Steve Carell.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
He
He's
does.
got like the stuff he did like as Michael Scott,
Oh
just
yeah.
the mindlessly offensive, like unintentionally. He
Yeah.
could play that to the T.
I mean, Matthew Broderick, I mean, he's endearing. Matthew Broderick is always endearing. And that's the
Yeah.
thing. He's not he's he kind of play he can play goofy, but he's he can only go so far. I think you're
He's
right.
better as the straight man against someone else's wackiness.
Yeah, I think Steve Carell would do it good because looking at how he did Michael Scott. Oh
Yeah.
God.
It's that same kind of unintentional comedy, and he's always got someone else cleaning up behind him to actually solve the problem.
Yeah. My God. I can
Yeah.
see it. Plus he's got the speech pattern down really well.
Oh, yeah.
But back to this, man. We go down in a basement where there's a dude in robes. He kind of reminded me of a thuggy, from Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
There's
And,
this
well, did his little shrine not look like Mumra's tomb?
dude, it did. I was okay, well, we'll get there already.
Okay, yeah. That's.
It does. There's so many things in this episode that look things something like that. And he's holding the staff. It looks like a monkey skull on it.
Yeah.
And he's praying to this book under a glass,
Perfectly
box.
like cubicle glass, like you'd see in a museum, which you'd
Yeah.
think you'd be like, wouldn't be so perfectly edged like that. It looked a little modern for everything else in there.
Well, I mean, he runs a curio shop, so he probably
Yeah.
has some things like that. I can see it.
I would expect, maybe like a wood frame with glass panes in it or
Oh,
something like
sure.
that.
Sure, it would
But
go that.
yeah, something
But,
similar, like you see like the old Middle Ages relics, where they got
yeah.
like, the hand of Saint Peter and a
Yeah.
behind glass, all ornate. But this is just like, this is just straight up, he sent this to the CGC and got it graded.
100%. That 85. No, come on, it's
Yeah.
perfect. It's the only one. 85.
Yeah.
Hari is
You got
only
some
worth.
pips there on the spine.
Yeah, it's only worth 5,000% more than when you paid for it. But yeah, so we
Oh, and
have.
he's a white guy with blue eyes.
I was gonna say
Okay, I
that.
noticed that too. I'm like,
Sorry, let me get to like. So this guy's in a foreign, likely Middle Eastern museum, has blue eyes. Okay, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, so there's
Yeah,
some
because
up.
it seems very exotic.
It
You're expecting
does.
something more ethnic when you see his, what you can see his face, because you only see like his eyes. Like he's wearing like almost full ninja gear. Yeah.
It looks like Matt Tracker under robes.
Yeah.
It 100% does.
I think it's supposed to be gray hair for his eyebrows, but it just looks blonde.
You can't tell in the dark, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could have. It's essentially Leslie Nielsen under robes.
Right.
It
And so I was like, man, this is just like, it's kind of all over the place,
is, and then of
And
course,
his chanting is, he's just like, hobbana,
yeah,
hobbana,
he's just chanting nonsense,
right. It's
and
like going to
so
Pentecostal church in there.
he starts bringing a snake up and dancing. We have though Miles Mayhem, Dagger, that I can't remember his last name,
Slyrax, yeah, Quick
Slyrax, yep,
Dagger,
Cliff Dagger. They all show up in their masks to steal the book. Like,
yeah.
no, you can't take it. And
Oh well, no, first he tries to lie to him and say he doesn't have it, even though it's literally right behind
sorry,
him.
you're right. I missed that completely. It's like, what do you mean a book? I don't have a book. Like, dude, you were chanting at it 2 seconds ago. We walked in, we saw the book. Oh, I don't know which book you're talking about.
It's like sitting on his like coffee table slash altar that's right there.
It's
I
the
mean.
only thing on the altar, also. I like coming down here and praying to my Mumra altar. I don't know what you're
Right.
talking about. Yeah. This is not well thought out.
Yeah, this guy is not the best at
No.
strategery.
No. They break the glass and then because of emergency, I guess. And they steal the Book of Power.
Yes.
Yeah, is that the old guy calls it that at first? He like he or Miles Mayhem asks, like, we're looking for the Book of Power.
Yeah, I think it's Mayhem may have said
Yeah, and
it.
like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, mister. Yeah. Then they steal it and they escape. Then you have them on the road, and the monk Leslie Nielsen's running out there on the road, like, "No, take it back, you thieves!" And there's an orange Jeep that we know of, old Dusty Hayes himself.
Yeah, and
It's
it's kind of gator, but it's kind of not. Like, it's missing some of the parts. It's like the gator you would get at a garage sale now.
stripped
Really.
down.
He's missing some accessories. But
But
yeah,
also,
Dusty Hayes just happens to be delivering
like
pizzas
a dozen
nearby.
pizzas. Is that what he does in his off time? I guess it maybe he's between movies because he's supposed to be a stunt actor, stuntman.
I don't know, man. It's just this whole thing gets weird with the pizzas.
So he's delivering pizzas in town somewhere where there's this curio shop that happens to be in the middle of the downtown of where everyone lives, I
I
guess.
mean, one second it looks like it's in Tunisia or Morocco or something.
It
The
does.
next second it's Colorado. It's like
I'm
the
expecting
Morocco section of Denver.
to look over in a coffee shop and see Frank Cotton trying to get the LaMarchand's configuration from a guy in a darkened shop. That's
Right?
how it feels. And then we're downtown Anywheresville.
I was looking for like the Maltese Falcon or something
Yeah,
out there.
same diff.
Yeah.
Take the book, Mr. Cotton. It's yours. It always was. And so yeah.
So yeah, he's just delivering pizzas out there, you know. Are
Yeah.
these pizzas halal? That's the important thing.
Oh man,
So yeah,
mayhem.
he gets cut off by Jackhammer and Piranha. So thankfully there's not a helicopter flying down the street.
No man. Well, first of all, so Miles is riding in Cliff Dagger's
He's riding
truck.
shotgun.
He's riding shotgun in his truck.
Yeah.
He does the one thing that Matt Tracker needs to do on Scott, put a tracking device on it.
Right? That's like the smartest thing I think I've seen in this show yet.
Okay, but there's not that's not the end of this. It gets
Yeah.
dumber.
Oh,
Well,
yeah.
but he was like, I'm gonna put this tracking device in case we lose it. Okay, I take everything back about Miles Mayhem. He's the smartest person on the show right now.
Right? For now.
For now,
Only for
yeah.
now.
He has his moment of clarity.
Meds are kicking in right now.
the monk though, he's like screaming, thief, and he's like, I'll use my special monk powers and starts chanting.
Oh, wait. First, he's screaming, shaking his fist. They stole my book.
Yeah.
And Dusty
I'll
hears
get it
this.
back.
Yeah. Oh, I'll head him off at the pass.
I love Dusty. He might I thought God, as Brad Turner was my favorite because
Yeah.
he's in a rock band, dude. I
Yeah.
have my own things about Brad Turner. We'll get to that too, but I thought Brad Turner's my favorite. I cannot get enough Dusty Hayes. If we don't have an episode of Dusty Hayes, I'll be really upset. That or Bruce Sato saying some stupid, wannabe Asian saying. We'll get
We
there
didn't get
too.
any of that this time. It was
Oh no, we
all
did.
Dusty.
Oh no, we got a Bruce Sato saying in there.
Did I miss
Yeah,
it?
I will bring it up when the time
Okay.
comes. It's not crazy, but it's
Oh,
still,
wait. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
well,
Yeah.
it's not overt. It's not he's not
It
sitting there.
wasn't as bad as
He's
previously.
not being Dime Store Confucius all over the episode
Yeah,
this time.
that's what I'm talking about. We didn't
Yeah,
get
no.
like that. It was all like crazy Dusty lines this time.
Oh, golly. So yeah, it almost appears that the monk is using his powers to astrally project himself onto a cliffside.
Yeah, because he's ahead of them all of a
Yeah, it's like,
sudden.
hey, is that Cliff Dagger's like, it's that monk.
Yeah, so
How'd
you're
he get
left
up
either to think
there?
it's that monkey can teleport, or
Yep.
there's more than one of these guys around here.
Well,
So it's
I was hoping it'd
yeah.
be some wiggly waggly magic powers, but it's
Yeah.
just, yeah,
But I
no.
mean I'm just looking at it like from a I guess a I wouldn't say a scientific point of view, but a neutral point of view that you could go either way. Either he
A
teleported
skeptic
or
point of view.
yeah, skeptical. He's just it could be another guy dressed like him.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, it obviously can be because we know they're not too exact on how they look.
Right.
I don't know. This guy had blue eyes too. Maybe
But
there's
it's
a
supposed to
problem.
lead to like some ancient city of riches and an idol worth millions.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's what it's supposed to be.
But here's my problem with all this, okay? If all they're doing so far is like chasing down stuff to make money, and say,
Yep.
why don't you sell your tech that you have? Why don't you, I mean, You could be the Lord of War with all these like weapon systems you have.
See him in there, and it kind of reminds me of like a airline captain's uniform.
Oh
I'm here
yeah.
to sell you my technology, Mr. President.
Well, I mean, even if he's not selling to the US, think of all the like third world countries that would buy this stuff.
Oh yeah.
Just to wreck their neighbors, and then you could sell to the neighbors. I mean, if you wanted to make millions, you know. So I'm like, are they trying to do this just to get the startup going? Like they need startup capital?
He's You know what? You know, it's like I put all my money into these vehicles. Hurry up.
Right. It's like these are all the prototypes, basically.
Yeah. Well, also, I know I'm looking too much into this. I know I am, and it's probably because we've been reading the Energon comics, which has Mask in there. Why did Matt and Miles Mayhem have simultaneous technologies that do the same thing, but no one else
Oh, I
has?
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never get an explanation for
No,
that.
no. At
At
least,
least not yet anyway. Maybe that will be revealed in the series as it goes on.
well, it's been revealed in the Energon series, so they're
Oh
already looking
yeah.
into that. So yeah,
But
then
the
was
monk
that?
waves his staff and all these little rocks start falling down and
Yeah.
Piranha
Oh.
is like dodging them, skidding around, but Jackhammer just plows through that stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're all like Cliff's like, oh, he's bouncing off and stuff. And yeah, Sly's over there, oh God. He's trying to throw his motorcycle through there. He's actually in danger.
You know, and the more I look at Sly Rax, the more I'm like, you know, he sounds like Jack Nicholson, but he looks like Frank Zappa.
He kind of does. The mustache gets me.
Yeah.
The mustache and the sunglasses. He's got
Yeah.
the aviators on. Man, so yeah, there's
He
also
could
a
be one of
Hulk.
the Ramones.
Hey, we easily could have been.
Yeah.
He sits there in the there's another monk in the middle of the road, like, ah, and they like and Cliff's like, oh no, and they skid off and they have a little accident, and then the book flies out of Dagger's vehicle. I can't
Oh,
Jackhammer flies out of
yeah.
Jackhammer's cab.
Well, okay, first, Mayhem is just holding this book right by the open window
Yep.
after he's put the tracker in, and they're skidding everywhere, and Dusty just happens to be watching just in just the right spot again. And yeah, as they're skidding and stuff, Mayhem just fumbles the book right out the window.
Whoopsie
You
poopsie.
couldn't roll the window up? I
Yeah.
mean, you
No.
gotta be sucking dust from the landslide and stuff, so.
It's like whenever you see a video of someone like doing something with a funny with a phone out of a window of a car, like, ah, they drop
Yeah.
it. Why, which you'd not have done had your phone out the window of a car. He's doing that with this ancient book of power.
Yeah.
I guess, he has a tracking device. He's like, oh, I'll find it later. No big deal. And they drive off because.
Well, and I want to point out, they treat this ancient tome like crap.
They treat it like a they picked up a secondhand bookstore. Their spine's already fallen out. They don't need to worry about it. It's just gonna be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I treat new comics better than they treat this thing.
Oh my God.
Like free Comic Book Day comics, I treat them better than they treat this ancient book of power.
Kind of reminds me, down in Pensacola, we used to have the Pensacola Public Library have like a book sale every year, like a big one too. Yeah, the people donate books and then you go there and buy them for like a buck or two a piece. And that's actually where I picked up a hardcover of The Exorcist, which when I read that, and that thing was like kind of falling apart, but I kind of helped it all together. It was a book I bought for $2, and I held that thing together like it was precious because I wanted to read it all. This guy, yeah, Miles Mayhem is just like, ah, this is garbage. I guess we'll hold on to it with two fingers. Oops, it came out of the cab. Goes
Yeah.
out the window. And they get out of there. And then Dusty's like, well, look at that, and goes and picks the book up.
It practically falls in his lap,
It
man.
kind of does.
Yeah, just like he's the next ridge down. It just rolls right down the hill to
Yeah.
him.
And the beauty of this is how Dusty goes. Hey, he picks it up like, hi, look at that. He opens it up. He goes, it shines at him. He closes up. I better get this to Matt.
Yeah, it's like the briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Exactly. It shines like there's something in there. It's a soul.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he told the monk he would get the book back. He opens it up, shines it. I better get this to Matt. And he's excited about it. It's like, oh boy. I
Oh,
was like,
yeah. It's
oh.
like, never mind the old man that, you know, was waiting for you to bring it back.
Yeah.
Just let me take you to my rich buddy.
This all could have been avoided if he just took the book back to the guy.
I mean, maybe Venom would have just went right back to the curio shop and it would have been right back on the coffee table.
Well, sure. Is this kind of like where everyone goes to Matt's house to lay on the couch and go to sleep? This is what we're doing to the book.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go to Matt Tracker's house. He seems to be able to help everybody out somehow.
Oh, yeah. But instead of the couch, okay, Dusty drives up and Matt's talking to somebody.
This is really suspect.
Yeah. And then the Dusty goes to walk up with the book, sees the guy, and then like gets paranoid about it and sticks it in a pizza box with a pepperoni pizza. So
Yeah,
it.
he's well. First of all, he sees Matt. He sees the guy, and the guy looks over because Matt's talking about like I guess the guy says to Matt like, "Oh, this would be an exquisite addition to our collection." Like he's talking to a museum guy.
Yeah, like he's donating something, and he doesn't want the museum guy to see the ancient Book of Power.
Yeah, because that's where the problems come from, right?
Yeah, and then even after the guy leaves, though, he's still hiding it in the pizza box.
Hey Matt, I got something to show you. It's like him. Matt's like a pizza. I was like, yeah, come on, let's go in your secret room and look at a
It's a
pizza.
special pizza. It's like you put weed on it or something.
I made you a pizza like you like it.
Ain't oregano.
Yeah,
But yeah, it's like the guy's gone, so why are you hiding it? But first of all, why would you hide this book on a pizza? It's gonna absorb all that grease and stuff.
they treat this book like crap.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, I found an Action Comics number one. It's under my Big Mac.
Also, I put it. Actually, no, this is more like I made bacon, and underneath the paper towel with all the bacon dripping on the paper towel is an Action Comics number one. So it's got all the grease in there, but it'll be fine. You can still read it.
I like to keep the Dead Sea Scrolls under there. It's like,
I found lost scrolls in the Library of Alexandria. Look at this. Uh-oh, it's got a little stain on it. I spilled my coffee all over them.
you weren't looking for any lost Gnostic Gospels, were you?
This came out of a jar somewhere in the Middle East. I'm sure it's not that important. Something about Mary and Joseph and I don't know. I just put my coffee down on it. It's got a little ring on it. It's fine.
I took it out of that old dirty jar and put it in a jar with Miracle Whip.
I put it there with my pickled eggs. It's
Right.
fine.
That's a preservative, right?
I'm telling you, man, I love Dusty Hayes. He's my new favorite character in the
Man,
show.
yeah, he
Because
is.
he's so dumb.
Yeah, he's not a smart man
He's
at all.
so dumb. He's endearing. At least him being this dumb and being this culturally inappropriate on stuff works out. Matt seems like a guy who's a well-learned kind of guy with a white savior complex. Dusty's just
Yeah.
an idiot.
And yeah,
So,
you think they played like football together like in high school or
oh,
something?
had to be. It might
Yeah.
be like Dusty's the guy who protected from he's one that he's like Matt was in charge of the Astronomer Society and Dusty was the guy who kept from being beat up or something like that.
I would say Matt's a Hank Hill group and Dusty is Bill Dauterive.
Don't know. I was gonna say maybe Baumhauer. Hey man, my basic man, that's my name, yeah.
Yeah, Boomhauer's, maybe so. Because I was gonna say Boomhauer's competent, but Dusty kind
Yeah.
of shows his competence as it goes on. Because he's kind of
Dusty's
the,
pretty competent. He's just an idiot.
yeah.
He knows his stuff. Oh God, yeah,
He
I can
kind of
see.
lucks into some of it though. But
Yeah, but
yeah, he's.
Dusty's probably the star quarterback or star running back or something from high school. You're right.
Yeah, he's the MVP of this episode.
Oh,
So,
he 100% is.
yeah.
He 100% is. Whoops. But oh God, where am I on the flipping notes I made?
He just gave him the pizza
Yeah,
and
he
they're
just
going
gave.
inside.
Dude, okay. So many of these storylines would be remedied so quickly if someone told Scott Tracker, "Hey, we're doing important mask stuff. This is very vital. You'll be in trouble if you get involved in this. Stay out of
Doesn't
the
he
room for a
have a
while."
nanny or something to watch him?
Yeah,
Because,
T-Bob.
yeah, that's not
Matt
suitable.
Tracker created a nanny who doesn't stop Scott from doing anything.
That he doesn't have to pay.
Yeah, it's like the little girl from A Small Wonder. I mean, T-Bob's not good at keeping Scott out of trouble. He just worries Scott. It's like,
Vicky would
oh,
have
hi,
picked him
Scott.
up by his shirt though and just held him where his little feet would kick though. She'd at least do that much.
That's
Don't let
true.
Scott leave the mansion. She'd manhandle him into place, put the couch on top of him. You
Was
know?
Vicky is the girl, little
Yeah,
robot's
Vicky.
name.
Yeah.
That was a what a weird show, man.
You know,
The
and I never watched that show on purpose, but sometimes it's all that was on.
oh yeah.
It would hit like that spot like on Saturdays or Sundays when there was just like nothing on.
That has to be the 80s had some weird concept for shows, man. That has
Oh
to be
yeah.
one of the weirder ones.
And it was like at that spot where you had like what was it, Jerry O'Connell was in like My Secret Identity,
Oh
where he
yeah.
would fly with like aerosol cans. And
You'll
then
never
what was
guess
it, Out
my
of This
secret
World?
identity. Yeah, where the girl talked to the crystal who was her dad or something.
Yeah, you know who the dad was, right?
I can't remember,
That
dude.
was Burt Reynolds.
Oh my God. You know, way before Third Rock from the Sun, we had a little girl talking to Crystal Burt Reynolds.
See? Omni-Man wasn't the first mustached alien dad on TV.
But he broke the mold of that mustache.
Dude, you know, now that I think about it, you know how they always show like they do AI pictures of like what characters would look like back in the 80s or the
Oh yeah.
70s if they were cast right? Yeah, if they did like Invincible back in the 70s or 80s, Burt Reynolds would be Omni-Man.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And the only problem with that is you'd have what the heck is oh God, the guy who was with he always played second to him and Cannibal
Or Jerry
Run.
Reed?
Not Jerry Reed. Oh, Jerry Reed would be fun there too. Jerry Reed
Yeah.
would be like
Or you're
one of
talking
the
about Dom
Dom
DeLuise.
DeLuise.
Oh, yeah, from Cannonball Run. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, or let's see. Omni-Man be Burt Reynolds. Who would Dom DeLuise be?
He would be Alan. Alan the alien, the
Yeah, I'm
Cyclops one
trying to
that's
think.
always showing
Yeah, I
up
can
and like,
picture it. I can picture it.
yeah.
I'm like,
Because he's
I'm
real
trying.
talkative about just inane
Oh.
stuff.
Oh yeah. You remember when of course you remember when God, Invincible went to meet Alan the first time on the
Oh
moon.
yeah, on the moon.
Yeah. He's just hanging out talking to him like, yeah, I didn't realize that's when Alan realized he was going after the wrong planet. He's
Yeah, Urath. Is this a Urath?
Wrath.
No. See,
Oh, that's
Dom
it.
DeLuise would be perfect for that.
He would. I could just hear his voice coming out of Alan's mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways, Mask.
We're off on another show
I
entirely.
don't. We never go off in tangents at all.
Right? No, not us.
And so
So,
they go into the room and start analyzing it.
the optical scanner.
The optical scanner, which this will come up a lot in this show.
Yeah.
I remember that anytime like Mystery Adam. Well, actually, no. That's when he gets a book in there and he explains what happened. That's when he calls the Mask team together, right?
Yeah.
He tells kind of what it is. Like, okay, who would be the best team to get this thing happening?
Well,
The
that's a little later. That's not quite.
oh wait, okay. So they analyze it. Oh, they make
Yeah, it's
the
after
cheese
they
joke later.
analyze it to find out what it is.
Yes,
Because they can't look
Mask.
anything up. You know, he's so rich, he can't hire any, you know, specialists to come look at this. He just scans it in the computer, and the computer tells him. And that's how he's made all his money, I think, is he's just replaced like all his workers, employees with AI.
He invented Google essentially
Yeah.
with an AI voice.
And it identifies, I'm sorry, I'm laughing at this thing, identifies the book as belonging to the Mong Paco Empire. I'm like, wow. So it's like half Mongolian, half Mexican,
Yep.
apparently.
Which checks out if you see the city.
It sounds like a fusion, like a restaurant, a fusion restaurant.
Oh,
Like it's
yeah.
like, yeah,
And it.
Mongolian Mexican cuisine, man.
And the beauty of it is the city actually looks like you might find green crystals there and like Skyfire needs to fly in there. That's what the
I was gonna
city
say,
looks like.
yeah, because it kind of has like an Aztec or Incan look,
100%.
but the music is totally Middle Eastern.
They don't know what they're doing. It's
I
just
know.
it's this is gonna be a people with brown skin city. We don't know which one, but just yeah, it's
And yet, everyone that we see from there is white.
They're really white.
So,
Yeah,
and then the name, though, it sounds like it's like partially Mongolian, so East Asian. So we got Middle Eastern, East Asian, and Mexico. This is like, you know, Chariots of the Gods again.
Oh,
They're all
100%.
deposited by the aliens.
Yeah, they
And I
didn't learn
thought,
anything from some of the Star Chariot at all. They just kept, let's just do this story next. This sounds, I gotta imagine that, God, this would be around the time Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was out and really popular and stuff. And you had these kind of like this idea that, I don't know, Indian or Middle Eastern or Southeast Asian cultures were really, lost cultures were really popular. Because they're
Oh
bad
yeah.
guys. You
And
know, like,
I thought it was gonna be another alien story with that little face that's on the staff and on the
it
book.
kind of looked like the monkey skull looking thing.
Yeah.
Actually, quite like a white fist. Like kind of like a
Yeah, it
closed fist
was
in there.
weird. It's a weird looking little sculpture.
That was the least weird thing of this episode, but yes.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah, it says and we cut back to Venom and they're just going on and on about the how much money they want for that idol.
yes, like the crystal, it's a giant idol with crystals all over it,
Yeah.
which they kind of describe it wrong. It, as we see later, it's just a giant
Yeah.
crystal.
Yeah, it's like one giant gem.
It looks like smoky, big smoky quartz,
Yeah.
and a really nice, pretty one that, anyways.
And that's when he asked the computer to do his thinking for him and pick out the best operatives for this.
Yeah, and you mean,
Because Matt Tracker can't do any decision making on his own.
I did like early on here, we see Matt Tracker in his alternate uniform.
Yes, he's wearing his, was it Ultra Bright? Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah. Well, we see later the mask is actually closer to the mask, the way it looks, closer to the mask than it shows up on their watches.
Yeah, that's the mask he wears when
He's
the
in
figure that came with
Rhino?
Rhino wore that mask.
When he's in Rhino, yeah. So we have Alex Sector, of course, who is a research scientist. He's always in the pet store. And we have Bruce Sato,
Oh yeah.
who he is. He's the kid from the Goonies. What is his name?
Date. Oh, sorry,
Data.
Data.
Oh, Data.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's that kid from Goonies all grown up.
Pardon me.
That's okay.
Dr.
He
Pepper got me there. Oh,
also,
and Hondo McClain.
Anna McClain, he's
Yeah.
back. He's eating his triangular sandwich. He's like, "Oh, here, guy next to me, here, take my sandwich. I gotta go." Come on,
Yeah.
a sandwich is something you eat on the run, man. Come on, let's be smart about this.
Yeah, then we got Brad Turner.
Brad Turner playing another rock show, who just gets the call and he's like, "Here, have my guitar. I gotta go."
He just walks off stage.
Second time he's done that too.
Yeah. And then we got Buddy Hawks,
Buddy
who
Hawks.
is
So
co-driving. He's the co-pilot for
he's a co-pilot.
Firecracker.
Fire. I didn't know what he does. Apparently, he's a master of disguise.
Yes.
Why is he important on this mission?
That's why nobody knows what he does. He can do any of it.
That last scene? That was actually me. I was the monk.
Yeah. He was all
But
the monks.
then.
And then Scott is just obsessing over this pizza, even though there's a stack of pizzas left in Dusty's Jeep.
I was gonna say there's like another 10 pizzas over there stacked up,
Yeah,
and he's
grab
like,
one of those, kid.
they're all he's banging on he was banging on the metal door trying to get into the main security office or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we have all of them show up, and did they do the masks? No, they didn't do the masks first. They were in the kind of the waiting room talking about the book.
Yeah.
Analyzing it, and we found some organic matter in it. Oh, it's extra cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah, so he's contaminated the book. Great job, Dusty. Great
Well,
job. So
golly, I think I want to eat it now.
it's like you turn around, he's like eating barbecue and wiping his mouth with the Shroud of Turin. He's like, well, there goes a carbon 14, Danny.
R14. Now that's some brown sugar molasses there.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. I found some roadkill and I cooked it right up. It was fresh. I got the coyotes off it and everything.
He's the kind of guy that you would take like on an Egyptian adventure and he'd be like eating the mummy. Oh, this is really good jerky.
A little dry.
Can't take
I like mine a little more salty.
yeah, can't take Dusty anywhere.
Bless him.
So
But they're
yeah,
in
then they
there.
find the tracker. The
Yes.
one good thing the scanner does is it finds the tracker.
And Alex brings up, hey, maybe we should remove the tracker.
Yeah.
But
But dun dun dun.
Matt's like, no, it's too late. They're here. And that's where
Yeah.
Venom shows up.
Yeah, they
So
get the
we're
alert and
not going to
Venom's
remove the
already on
tracker.
top of them.
Yeah, moving the tracker is not going to do a thing. We're just, they know we're here. I can understand the logic of that. But dude, take 10 seconds. Pull it out, step on your heel, break it. Okay,
There's
done.
like a in Soviet Russia joke here somewhere about tracker being tracked by a tracker or something.
Man, in
I
Soviet Russia, tracker tracks tracker.
don't know. Right?
But yeah, we they go get their masks, which we see the ultra bright mask come down, which it's like a all burgundy, like a, kind of a brick red mask with like this like a little breather thing here and two eyes.
Yeah, he's got like goggles.
Kind of the, it's
Bring
kind
out
of like,
the
yeah, I was gonna say kind of a Gimp mask, like a red
Yeah.
one. Everyone else has got their regular mask. I want you to look at something real quick. I want you to look at Brad Turner. Tell me he doesn't look like some cult leader. He looks like some Jim Jones thing with that, those shades on and that perfect
Oh
hair.
yeah.
Oh, he looks like he's got a compound full of people. Is it
Dusty brought the pizza, he brought the flavor aid.
him? He looks so Jim Jones-ish. Or it kind of looks like how, oh God, what was I think I was trying to think Elijah Wood's character from Sin City.
Oh, yeah.
The glasses, you can't see his eyes or anything.
Yeah.
He has that kind of look to him. It's crazy. But this is where we get to. Kids, go buy your Boulder Hill playset because it transforms, man.
Yeah, they put it into a
Defense mode.
defensive mode.
That is one of two times they go into defensive mode in this episode.
Yep.
So Venom.
And yeah, they highlight like every weapon system that that playset has.
Yeah, you pull the thing over to the armored door thing over. The sign falls down. You got the guns coming out. The gas tanks turn into guns also, and
How
you get
safe is that? I mean,
real safe. I mean, I want
yeah.
fumes and laser beams, man.
Because, I mean, yeah, it's a disguise, but it's also supposed to be like a functioning service station, so.
Well, actually, it's even worse because it is an electrical barrier shield thing that this comes out of those. So you
Yeah.
have crackling energy around the gas tanks.
Well, Hondo like fires that out of his turret in the top. Like Hondo just comes popping out of the top of the mountain.
Yeah, he is the weapons master.
Yeah.
Hondo McLean.
Yep.
And yeah, the
He's
so the
cranky when he doesn't get to finish his triangle sandwich. That's a tri you know, that's a gas station
Oh
sandwich.
yeah, that's why it looks so good.
Yeah.
Those triangle sandwiches. No, that came out of one of those machines in the break room, like those,
Oh
that you have
yeah.
all wrapped up, authentic chicken salad.
Yeah, out of the vending machine.
Definitely, definitely not old.
Yeah.
So,
Keeps getting passed over somehow, it made its way to the front.
I had to keep eating a lot of Nutty Buddies until I got to my sandwich. So Venom attacks, and Scott does what Scott does. This is why you need to tell Scott to not touch stuff sometimes, because he breaks in
Yeah.
there to find the pizza, which he
Yeah.
could have gone outside a front flip. Wait, where's something just occurred to me. So we are all at the mansion, right? So now we're at Boulder Hill.
Yeah.
So
Any
is I you've seen the back of the mansion. It's not Boulder Hill.
Oh no, because remember they took the tram there.
That's right. You're
And
right. Oh
he hopped
God.
on T-Bob and
Oh
rode
my God,
T-Bob
my
there.
brain just malfunctioned because
You're
distance is the
thinking he's a
show.
kid and he didn't go that far, but he actually went really
Yeah, he
far.
did. He did. I forgot. I forgot that. I was so focused on the fact that this show's sense of distance is really weird,
Yeah.
really
But
weird.
you know what it is? I'll give this much to Scott. Is the pizzas left in the front of Dusty's Jeep were somebody else's pizzas? That was his dad's pizza. So it's okay if you snag a piece from your dad,
Okay.
but total strangers, he's not going to steal from a total stranger. But that's pizza that's his dad. So
He's a 9-year-old. He
that's
doesn't
fair
care about
game.
that.
Well,
No.
no, I'm saying he's obviously got some kind of moral compass with this because he passed
Maybe.
over like nine perfectly good pizzas just sitting there unguarded to go after the one that his dad owned.
It's a big maybe.
Yeah, he has a very I want to say flexible regard to private property.
We'll go there. We're very flexible.
Yeah. But you know, he's a rich kid, so that's probably not that unlikely when you think about This kid needs a mom. That's all I'm
He
saying.
does. He does. And he breaks into the secret room. He's like, "Oh, look at this book over here. I don't see a pizza, but this book is kind of important because it's on the scanner thing." Opens it up, and light shines in his face for a second.
Did you
And it's,
see what was inside the book?
it looked like that someone tried to make the like a it looked like a I don't know, like just hieroglyphics and Necronomicon stuff in
It
there.
was calculus. It was
Oh.
calculus problems.
Oh, I didn't even look at it that closely.
Yeah, I looked at it. I'm like, those are calculus problems. Whoever drew that, like, just took a page out of like a calculus textbook and just kind of sketched some of the little diagram in there
I did
and then drew
not
some
even look.
weird stuff around it in the margins. So
I did not even look that
it's
closely. I
probably
was
a high
like,
school calculus book thing because they doodled in there.
yeah.
If you flip the pages on the corner, you can have little tanks and airplanes shooting each other.
Yeah, I mean, remember those days. The
Yeah.
yeah, though I kind of assumed it's like he's essentially the kid like found a version of the Necronomicon. He's reading it. And he's I guess he's getting zapped in the face by calculus.
Yeah. And then like Pazuzu's face pops out.
It did. I guess.
It's like he gets mesmerized by the book then.
Yeah,
And he's
well,
all talking like a robot.
he got possessed by Pazuzu.
Yeah.
He's gonna start becoming he needs to be exercised at this point.
Yeah.
So he tells T-Bob, we gotta go to the mountain.
And it's really that monkey face skull thing or whatever
Oh,
that
that's all it
is.
is. That's all it
Yeah.
is.
But
I
yeah, that's
think
what I
it's
thought. I
supposed
was like, this is like the
to,
face flash of Pazuzu from
that's
The
exactly what
Exorcist.
that is. They I think yeah, I think the staff, the monkey look thing, I think it's supposed to be the face of the idol. And that's probably what they all, because the idol is it's crystal, but I think it's supposed to
So
be the same kind of.
Pazuzu really isn't that far off
No, not at all.
explanation.
So
Tell T-Bob they're gonna go to a mountain.
he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
T-Bob's the worst babysitter.
Totally. He's like, yeah, let's go do that. Fine.
Oh, okay, Scott, we'll go to see the mountain. And he's like,
I
left after
realize what
playing
it
rock.
is.
What?
He's ChatGPT. You know how no matter how bad your idea is, ChatGPT tells you how great it is and really is encouraging. T-Bob is ChatGPT. He's like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. That's some
And
great thinking outside the box.
Scott's Randy Marsh.
Yeah.
Hey, ChatGPT, can we turn left here at this funny rock? Oh yeah, funny rock. Of course we can turn there. You're smart.
That's thinking outside the box. Oh.
Yeah, it's right
Yeah.
at this what is like it looked like these crazy like scraggly vines stuff right up here ahead and
Well, and as they're all fighting, you know, it's just Jackhammer and Piranha doing everything, and they're blocking them all around and all that. And Mayhem's just like hanging back in Switchblade,
Yeah,
not
not
really
there.
doing anything. He's like flying in circles, just watching it.
He flies, and then he's like, "Oh, look, the signal's going away from the base. Let's just end this now." And he fires a missile at Boulder Hill.
Yeah, like he finally does something and declares victory. Like as soon as it hits, he doesn't even like wait for the smoke to clear.
Well, no, he's got to track the tracker.
Yeah.
The tracker, it has a tracker. And.
But he's not entirely wrong because when they take off and the smoke clears, the whole base is just destroyed.
But wait,
Or is it? Yeah.
it's a hologram.
It's a hologram. Yep.
Is that a power of Boulder Hill, or is that just from Brad Turner's mask?
That's from Brad Turner's mask.
Okay, his what was it? His
Oh,
can't remember what they
H
called it
Hocus
now.
Pocus.
Hocus Pocus mask.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest name for a power.
Yeah, Ultra Flash. That's what the mask is called. I wrote it down
Okay.
here. Matt Tracker's wearing his Ultra Flash,
Okay.
mask.
It basically, okay, we'll get
Ultra
that
Bright.
too.
That's a detergent.
There's something I'm going to bring up here too. We'll get to that in a few minutes though. So yeah, Scott and T-Bob find this cavern, and they and it looks like the monkey face.
Yeah, but he's giving him directions to a monotone. It's almost like Homer Simpson whenever he's like hypnotized, like must kill Flanders, you know,
Yeah.
that kind of thing. And T-Bob's like, okay, and he's like, yeah, just make a left here at the bushes. It's like, were those bushes there like thousands of years ago before?
The apparently the lost city is a moped drive down the road away
Right.
from
It's
Boulder
just,
Hill.
it's like Bruce Wayne's little like caution barrier. No one noticed that there's tire tracks that go right through it.
Yeah,
It's
man.
like, yeah, it's just right there.
And he's not driving fast. T-Bob's like, yin, down the road. He's going the speed of a slow moped. He's probably got like a governor on this, so he can't get too fast. Because Matt's like, oh no, Scott, I don't want you in trouble at all. Better make T-Bob listen to you, everything you say, and also drive slowly.
Right.
But that is
And
not.
nobody noticed him leaving.
Nope. Just drove out
In the
somewhere.
middle of a firefight, just oh, whatever.
I mean, you would assume that Miles Mayhem be like, oh, the tractors are going away. Oh, there's a little kid on the moped. I know
Yeah,
that
and the
kid.
door is very obvious. A big open mouth is like the cave entrance or whatever it
Yeah.
is.
The same, person or monkey face or whatever. It's like, oh.
Yeah, so this lost city is subterranean. So they're looking for Minzo Baranzan or something. I don't
That's not even
Right?
that far. So, Scott and T-Bob are walking in there, and Scott drops the book. Uh-oh, probably slipped on all the grease from the pizza, and the tracker falls out. So,
Yeah, and well, he starts to snap out of it finally. Like he's
yeah,
starting to talk more normally and
the tracking device falls out of the book, and he picks up
yeah.
the book and just continues on the way.
Conveniently, yeah.
Oh yeah, but there's a shadow behind Scott. Dun dun
Dun,
dun.
dun. Yeah.
You assume it's gonna be Venom because they always seem to be there behind people.
Yeah.
But we cut back to Venom actually approaching the mountain, and they're
Yeah.
like, "Oh, it's in this mountain somewhere. I see the tracker device." And well, he's like, "Is he tell?"
Yeah, they figure out it must be inside a cavern or something.
Yeah,
And
they
then,
tell Sly to blow a hole in the side of the mountain.
they just start blasting the mountain instead of like looking for an entrance.
Yeah, and just
And
boom, there it is.
yeah, just blast a hole right in the side of the mountain. And conveniently, it's open to the cavern inside.
Yep, Switchblade, Jackhammer, and Piranha go drive on in there or fly,
Yep.
wherever your
Yeah, first
poison.
shot too. I
Yep.
mean, just perfect luck.
It's like the mountain is like a candy coated shell on the outside, and it's hiding the city inside.
Right.
And
It's
they it
fiberglass, man. It's all
is.
fiberglass.
So yeah, Matt, Venom used the tracking device that you refused to destroy to follow Scott into the mountain.
Oh yeah.
Good
And well,
job.
and they start, going back to look, why did they leave, like that, and they go back inside, can't find the book.
They watch the closed camera footage, closed
Yeah.
circuit camera footage.
Yeah. And is it Bruce that says that? He looks at Scotty, oh, he looks like he's in a trance.
Yeah, someone
Is it
like that.
Bruce or one of them said,
But
yeah, or maybe.
Alex or Bruce said, I think it was Alex. He's like, it looks like he's in a trance.
And I don't know how people in trances look.
Well, just like Scott, especially you can't see him, the front of him, you see the back of his head. I definitely can pick up on a trance when they're at
Yeah,
the.
it's definitely trance state right there.
Yep. So they track where he went, or they see the direction he went off, so they're trying to go that way.
So then they energize their masks. And this is where we get to see the whole spiel with the mechanism that picks up the masks and charges them up. And
Yep.
so,
This one's like way drawn out too.
yeah.
They do the whole like you sit at the table and the table rises up like a trap pillar or something like that.
Oh yeah, and goes into like a little bubble room. It's like the cone of silence up there or something.
So also I gotta assume that like Matt is like you can't take your mask home with you. It's gotta stay here.
Yeah.
My technology. You can use it, but you can't take it home.
Right.
I can only I am the only one who could energize it. No one Bruce
Hey. Oh,
could
go
probably
ahead.
yeah, no one Bruce could probably figure out a way to energize it. Dusty, nah, no way he could do it.
But yeah, this is like the guy that, that friend, like, hey, we'll all pitch in on this really cool toy and we'll keep it at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
That's Matt Tracker.
yeah.
Like, hey, we're all gonna pitch in, and get like, I don't know, Lord of the Rings Monopoly because it's more expensive. But yeah, I'll hang on to it. Y'all can all come here and play
Yeah, so I'll end up with Lord of the Rings Risk.
Right.
Which is just as it makes you just as angry as regular Risk.
Yes.
Anyways, see, they have gone to track where Scott went, and at least Bruce is like, No, yeah, this Bruce, he's like, oh, the mountain seems to be empty. And he's like, there's they just blow a hole in the side of the mountain too.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Even more than that, because, first thing before we get there, when they all go to leaving their vehicles, because, it's supposed to be a service station, there's a false door in the back of the garage, but there's a green car. It looks like a BMW or
It is
something.
a beam. I saw the front of it. It's a green BMW. It flips over.
Yeah.
It's like, nyeh.
And, yeah, the whole floor flips over, and the BMW is like affixed to it. Like, I don't know if it's magnetized or if it just doesn't ever move.
A prop car.
Yeah, it's a prop car, but I just thought it was funny that it flipped over. Like, there's got to be an easier way to do this. But
Yeah, they all.
yeah, and then the monk is watching Venom come in, and Venom walks like right into a pit trap.
That's right. Immediately, they just fall down a pit, and there's nothing else happens to them. They're just down this pit.
Oh yeah, and then the monk goes over to like razz him, like he starts
Hey,
roasting him.
he's like, "Oh, you're looking for this?" and drops the tracking device.
Yeah. Oh, and then
Yeah.
yeah, and Mask arrives. Yeah, and Brad uses Condor to blast a mountain with antimatter,
Antimatter is way in. That's right. That's what he did.
and the it just like disintegrates the whole wall. No explosion. It just
Nope.
disappears.
Well, it's antimatter. You know how that works.
But I just
Everyone's.
saw a video the other day talking about like, what if an antimatter meteorite had hit the Earth? Like, how big would it have to be global destruction?
Whew,
And it's like
tiny.
just the size of a car.
Yeah, tiny.
So that explosion would have devastated the entire Earth if it used antimatter like that. Like it, not
Well.
just them, but the entire globe would have been devastated by that.
Yeah.
So,
And the thing is,
and Condor just has antimatter that blasts out of it. I'm like, again, this is
there's
some crazy
also
tech.
they were trying to figure out how to find Scott. They were trying to like track him and stuff. They could have just followed the Venom vehicles. I mean, at this
Right.
point, can you just say like, oh yeah, that's where Switchblade went. I can track the signature. I can do everything else, but I can't track the signature of the Venom
Is Switchblade
vehicles.
like a stealth helicopter? I mean, it's got like the weird angles, so
Sure, we'll go with
because they
that.
didn't even know they were coming until they were right there on top of them.
Yeah. Jackhammer is definitely not a stealth truck. Like
Right.
that is a Smurf box pickup truck from the 80s is what that is.
Yeah.
Trust me, they plenty of them.
Dude, he's even got like the cobra painted on the front
Oh
under the
yeah.
grill when the grill opens up.
The Venom signal or symbol.
Symbol, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so does Switchblade whenever the wings come down, it's got
Yeah.
the Venom symbol on the back. Where is it on Piranha? I'm not sure if it's on there. Maybe it's real small
I'm
on the
trying to think.
gas
I
tank or
had
something.
Piranha back in the day, but I don't recall.
It's probably like really small in the gas tank or something like that.
Something. But, that Cobra, I think it was like on every like iron-on t-shirt from like the 70s and 80s.
I had a bootleg Metallica T-shirt with a Cobra like that on the back of it. It was from like a skater T-shirt, the logo. And
Yeah.
they made some just bootleg thing that when I went to go see when I was I saw them when they were playing the Black Album. Yeah,
So
I got
instead of the Don't Tread on Me snake, you got a Cobra on there.
100%,
Then
100%.
Lars beat you up backstage because, you're
You taking money out of my pocket?
right, because that's just what he does.
Don't download all your music on Napster now. I didn't know about Napster. Well, don't do it. Okay, I'm doing it now.
Oh yeah,
Thank you,
and
Lars.
when they get in the cave, Dusty immediately recognizes that this is the lost city of Mong
Mom,
Pok.
Pop. And dude,
That
it's
name,
right there.
yeah.
It's like you found it. You got a Kinder egg and you open the thing up and there's a toy right there. Like you
Yeah.
don't have to go through anything. You're okay, we found the city.
There's
Guess we're
no
done.
labyrinth. There's nothing real tricky about it. I mean,
Yeah.
there are booby traps like right outside the door of Mong Paco, but
Yeah. And the booby traps. Oh my God. When all the masked guys are like, we gotta, like, masked, like, we gotta find Scott. And they run in there and fall in a trap immediately.
these camping shovels that you use to like bury your poop.
Yeah.
Anybody that took one of those to that mountain could have found Mong Paco.
No joke, man. I could have like tripped on a rock and fallen into the side of the mountain. It would have crumbled, and there's Mom Paco.
It was like a foot of like granite or fiberglass or whatever it is
Yeah,
hiding that thing. And it's
maybe.
completely hollow. Like the rest of the mountain is just completely hollow.
Dude, you know how being grown up in the South, you know how hard like red clay can be.
Oh yeah.
but also brittle. And
Yeah.
that thing is covered by red clay, is all that was. And you
Yeah.
punched it right the right way, and it fell apart, and there's a hole there now. That's all it is, I swear.
They just like plastered over it a little, and that's good. It's like paper mache. The paper mache mountain, man.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%. So that's hiding this ancient city.
That's why the antimatter didn't destroy everything, because it was really just like newspaper and some chicken wire.
It wasn't that dense of
Yeah,
matter.
there's not that much mass to it, but
They immediately almost immediately fall into a pit
yeah,
with a
it's a sand
trap.
trap, right?
And that sand rises so fast.
Yeah.
There's like six or seven of them in there, and they all have masks with powers. I mean, Spectrum can do anything last episode. Now they can't do anything.
Oh, I know. And I know why it's called Spectrum, because it runs like the full spectrum. It's the ultimate MacGuffin
It
mask, you
is.
know? That's why Matt doesn't let anybody wear that one. This one's mine.
And though
I shot you. Nuh-uh, you missed.
Dusty Hayes, it's his episode to use his mask. Backlash! And he shoots the wall and it opens up.
Yeah,
At
he
standpoint.
cracks like solid stone walls.
Backlash!
Yeah.
And dude, okay, this is where it comes up. They escape the sand trap. He goes, "That was closer than a nearsighted gopher to a turnip patch."
Oh yeah, that's where I actually wrote "Thanks, Gomer Pyle"
Yeah.
in my notes.
It was so good. Oh God. So, but yeah, then they come up to I think it's where they come up to like another
The three
three
doors,
doors. They
the
go
most
through all
pointless maze
yeah,
in
they go through all
the
three of them,
universe.
end up in the same room again. And
Yeah,
then
it doesn't lead them anywhere else.
Alex Hector's like, "There's something not right here."
This is like the laziest D&D
It
campaign.
really is. Like here's like you're like your DM, your DM's tired, like I don't know, man. There's another trap. There's three doors. Okay,
Y'all end up in the same room, okay? Just, yeah.
we take three different ways. Oh God, I didn't plan for that. Yeah, somehow it ends up in the same room and it traps you in there, and there's a spike trap that comes from the ceiling. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
And
And
they're
it does.
like
It goes from the old Army of Darkness. Yeah, gonna get crushed by the spikes. Yeah.
and though Dusty's like backlash, and he hits the wall and it doesn't do anything this time. Apparently, he found a thicker wall.
I was really expecting somebody else to do something to like really like show off.
You think,
Yeah.
okay, so the thing's coming down, and
Well,
Brad kind of freaks out.
yeah.
He's like, well, I can't read exactly what he says. Essentially, like, oh God, we're gonna do here. He didn't say it like Dusty Hayes. He said it in his own way.
Yeah, you're channeling Dusty.
I'm
Yeah,
Jack Jack.
Hondo comes to the rescue this time.
Blaster.
Yeah, he uses blaster and blasts a pillar, and they use the pillar to block the trap.
Did you see what Brad Turner was doing during that?
Oh, what was he doing?
He go like there's this animation weird thing. He's doing one, and he's like, ah. It's like loops, him like freaking out. It's so weird, man. When it's coming down, they're all trying to figure out how to get out of there. He's caught in this like weird animation loop. It looks like he's having a spell, is what he's doing. He's having a moment. And so yeah, Hondo McClane shoots the wall open. They get out of there too.
No, it's Dusty again. He backlashes the wall.
That's right. They get blaster up past the pylon. He blasts over the wall, and the thing, in typical fashion, they all start funneling out of the wall. And Matt's the last one. He looks up at the spike. He's like, "Huh, it's coming out fast. I better hop out of the wall." And then he comes down right then and smashes,
Yeah.
just like every other, Indiana Jones style trap.
Yeah, and around this time, Venom conveniently crawls out of their pit.
Gotta wonder, they stand on each other's shoulders, and like, then there's like Miles Mayhem's like, "I'll climb over y'all and get out of there," and like, "Come on, I'll help you up."
Yeah, so like the fattest guy has to crawl on top of everyone else.
Yeah.
It's like he's kind of Eric Cartman
He really
this
is. Actually,
show.
Cliff Dagger, "Hey, Miles, you can crawl over me." And Sly's like, "I guess, come on."
Yeah. So, and then Miles, swears revenge on whoever has humiliated him in such a manner. It's like, dude, the biggest humiliation comes from yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so they're starting to catch up to where Venom is, and then they hit another trap, the mask guys, and it's a slide.
Well, what is they square off first,
Yeah, they
and
score
then
out.
Dagger fires his torch and Dusty fires
That's
his
right.
backlash at him, and Venom runs off.
And the masked guys kind of run after them, but they fall down into the trap.
Yeah, Venom didn't trigger the trap, or did they trigger the trap and they were just too fast, so Mask fell into it?
Oh,
Because
no,
it was
Mask.
just
No,
like.
no. It was a Mask did it. They fell. I think maybe Dusty. I don't know. Someone fell forward, triggered the trap, and they all fell in after.
Oh, I know. I'm just trying to justify it because
Yeah.
Venom literally just ran over that same spot and the trap didn't trigger.
Dude, I wish I could tell you.
Yeah.
This is the cartoon logic at its finest. And they all do the slide. Now, this slide that they're going down, they must have slid probably like a good 100 yards, maybe more,
Yeah.
down at an angle. And
I was
like,
having flashbacks to the low road.
it really is that way.
Yeah.
And Brad's like, if I can just grab on this one thing, he jumps and grabs a stalagmite. So like,
It's
stalactite.
like tight.
Tight. This is from the top.
Yeah.
He grabs, yeah, see that tight top. He grabs a stalactite, holds onto it, and it breaks, and he slides down in front of me. He's like, uh-oh, I now have a spike behind me. And so Matt's one chance to use Spectrum. He's like, Spectrum, on. And he dissolves the spike. So he
Yeah.
averts Brad's really dumb thing.
And that's what I was thinking, like in the low road when like Dinobot and Rat Trap are sliding down the thing and they've got like a big boulder rolling behind them the whole way down like a pinball.
Yep.
And yeah.
This is definitely the low road of the podcast today.
But
They so
yeah,
they
he just disintegrates that stalactite. I'm like, man, you could have used that already. Like instead of using antimatter, why didn't you use your mask to get in?
so they slide all the way down to the bottom of this trap though, and they
Yeah.
end up in the same room as Venom.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Explain to me how distance works in this show.
Oh yeah, well, and Venom just runs out and grabs their vehicle. So they're it's like it took them all back to the first room.
Yeah, this is like when you play Skyrim and you go through this whole dungeon and you beat the big bad guy and there's a door back there and you open the door and it leads you back to the opening room where you've come into the dungeon. Like, oh, that's an easy way out. That's what this was. They
It's a shame
took
we didn't see that door over there that goes straight to the
they
bad
like
guy.
they like he like sh they shoots the ladders their way all the way to the beginning.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Oh, Venom, snakes and ladders. But
Then
yeah.
they that well that's when the Matt's like defensive mode again for
Well,
some reason.
and Hondo blinds Cliff Dagger.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've come to see that the most powerful weapon in the show is not antimatter. It's not missiles. It is high beams.
Yeah.
Every single episode, they use high beams and they foil Venom's day or whatever.
And Bruce makes like Sly Rax skid out
Oh
in
yeah,
Piranha.
that's when he goes, time to make the fox run from the scarecrow.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What? What?
Yeah.
That is the stupidest Confucian saying that he says. That's the only time he says anything this entire episode. I had to write that one down. Like I heard it, I had to back it up. Like, did I hear that right? Yeah, I heard it right.
And Mayhem's trying to get away, and then Brad uses the Hocus Pocus mask to like make the
Create a
door look
brick
blocked.
wall.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna Magicka. He's like, Hocus Pocus mask, and creates a brick wall. And Miles Mayhem's like, oh, and he lands, and that's then he makes the lets the illusion go away.
And then they all just take off. They all just run.
Yep, good using that mask there, Brad. Brad is the most useless member of this team this episode.
Yeah, like okay, you made them sit down before they got up again and ran it.
I mean, yes, he used his antimatter gun. People can use a pop gun on that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh.
Anyways,
Goes in tight.
thank you, thank you. There's there. So they all leave, and then all the monks come out. Well, no, the first monk comes out and says, "We didn't know if you were enemies because you came here, but I realized after a little while that you just because you wore masks, you weren't the bad guys."
And he's hanging out with Scott and T-Bob.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
so
they just.
Scott and T-Bob walk out like they did
Yeah.
during the freaking Star Chariot. Like,
Yeah.
hey guys, now that this whole battle's over, we're alive, we're safe. And that's when the monk walks
You
up
would
behind him, their
think
new
after
friend.
seeing them get crushed to death last episode that they'd have a bigger lockdown on that
Dude,
kid.
I'm surprised Scott doesn't have a chain around his ankle.
Yeah.
So yeah.
He need he at least get like the little lanyard leash some people put on their kids. You know?
And he's like, yeah, we met a new our new best friend, and this like this old guy and his robes come out with his monkey mask fist thing on his staff.
Yeah.
That's where we didn't know that you were friendly until we saw you acting the way you did towards the other people who were not friendly. And by the way, there's like 50 of us and they all walk out.
Oh yeah, well, and they said they've been searching for the lost city.
Yes,
It's
and
like you're right here. You're
yeah,
literally
they're
right here by it.
yeah, it was like you could have gone out of town for like 10 minutes and found it.
And yeah, when they pop, it looks like hundreds of them in there. It's like, how did you all get here if none of you knew how to get there?
They put up the call out, man. They all got their beepers and synchronized watches, and they came out.
Apparently they could follow Venom's tracker as well, you know? It's like
But then they're all like, they're laughing and stuff, and T-Mob steals the staff. He's like, "Huh? No one's watching. I'm gonna steal this and go woo-hoo-hoo over here and play with
for
it."
no reason.
No reason at all.
Yeah.
T-Bob needs a, he needs an he needs like I don't know, he needs like Ritalin or something, T-Bob. So he's like
Yeah.
spinning like, "Look what I do, look what I do," and whoops, throws it into this hole, this random hole in the wall.
Yeah.
The random hole has light and power and then exposes their big crystal idol.
Like a giant stone door opens. Yeah, and
Yeah.
there's our crystal idols in there. And the
Just one
prophecy
keyboard.
says, whoever reveals the idol will be their leader.
It's like they all surround him and like, no. And he's like, "Well, this time we'll make an exception."
Yeah.
And
So,
yeah.
yeah, that's their ha 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 moment. Okay, T-Bob, you're not really the leader, which
Yeah,
is
we're
probably like the best decision made in this whole episode.
not wrong.
Yeah.
It's a mess. So there's this this Mongolian Mesoamerican order that has a secret city and a papier-mâché mountain right outside of town.
Mongexicans.
Yeah, right outside of town. And who are blue-eyed gray-haired people.
Yeah.
Makes sense. White as the day. They're about as white as Matt Tracker.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the episode.
Well, we got an important PSA that
Yes,
wear
we
seat
do.
belts.
Yes, we do. Buckle up, Scott. I don't want to. We're like really close by. I don't. They're going to the library or something? No.
Bookstore, I thought.
Bookstore. Bookstore.
Books, yeah.
Yeah, we're taking them to the
And
bookstore.
yeah, it's just like 5 minutes down the road. He's like, no, we have to worry. And this was before it was like mandatory because they didn't pass the laws to make it
Yeah,
mandatory to wear
but
seat
you, they,
belts.
I mean,
Yeah.
really, 10 years before this, you really didn't not always had seatbelts in cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember like my whole family, they didn't wear them at all. I would wear them, but the rest of them, like, nah, I'm not wearing a seat belt.
I did not wear one in until high school. I was dating. I was not dating her. I was a friend of mine, Melissa. And we get in the car, and she would be like, "We're not going anywhere until you buckle up." Well, all right. So we ended up hanging out a lot for one summer. So every time I'd get in the car, I'd buckle up and develop that habit. So at that
Yeah.
point on, I buckle up all the time. So.
But yeah, it absolutely was not like I guess it wasn't a law to wear seat belts back then
No, it
yet.
wasn't. It should have been, but it was not.
This is around the time they started to institute. It wasn't long after this. I want to say it's
Yeah.
probably like 87, I think, when we first started seeing
Maybe.
TV commercials about it. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I know it was earlier than that because I remember, in my I this is terrible. I did this. I remember from McDonald's getting an instead of a toy 1 week, they had like these stickers that had Ronald McDonald about buckling up. You know, you put one sticker on one end, one sticker on the other, and you join them together. And I took the stickers and put them all over like furniture in the house. But so that was, God, that was pretty like 83, 84, because I was pretty young at the time. Yeah, had to be around 84, 85 maybe at the latest.
Yeah, I guess it was, oh, it was a front seat had to wear them, at least
Maybe
here in
that's what it was.
Texas in
Yeah.
85, so the same year.
Yeah, and we back when I was growing up, man, if you knew someone with a station wagon, you could just sit in the back with no seatbelts on, like the backpack. Or if you knew anyone with a pickup truck, you just sat in the back of the pickup truck, and that became illegal eventually too. So,
Well, like here, they didn't pass a law where people in the back had to wear seatbelts until 2009.
whew.
Yeah.
Well, in the words of Dusty Hayes, well, that's pretty close. That's close as a gopher in a turnip patch.
A nearsighted gopher.
No, nearsighted gopher in a turnip patch. I love Dusty, man. It's my favorite character in the show now. Just because he's kind of charming in this dumb way. But he's useful. He may be dumb, but he is useful.
You know, but with Dusty, you know what wasn't useful? Gator.
They had to find waterborne episodes just for him to use the stuff.
Yeah. Well, and Gator was a weird vehicle
Oh
because
yeah.
most of them they would turn into something else. No, the it would gut that Jeep, and there's just like a boat inside the Jeep. And when the boat's out, the Jeep is just a shell.
It's like this. It's
Yeah.
clamshell. Yeah, my
Yeah, you're
neighbor
like
had
Pac-Man's out of its out of the Jeep.
Yeah, my neighbor had a gator. And it was cool because you could hit a thing and you open up, you hit a thing and it would shoot out. Like I think Piranha did the same thing. You kind of shot a little bit, but
Well, it
gator.
would shoot the sidecar. The
Yeah.
motorcycle didn't really do
Yeah,
anything except
he had a
making
button on the side of it. You push on there, it would go psh, shoot the
yeah.
sidecar. If you opened it up and you could there's a little I think probably like the who knows, maybe the wheel in the back, you push it and it'd shoot gator out like on a spring.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool, but little pretty limited use, you're right.
You'd have to find locations where, you know, I could say it'd be great in the Grand Canyon.
Sure.
Yeah, because you're off-roading and then there's a river. Okay. Now, Piranha, it's a if you'd have to be like on a pier or something and
Yeah, I
launch
guess
it
a
off the pier.
submarine essentially.
Yeah. But
The
yeah, these
well,
would
it's like,
all really would have been cool James Bond vehicles.
oh
All of
yeah,
them.
I
Yeah.
mean Piranha essentially is a James Bond vehicle. Let's be
Yeah.
honest. Yeah, I
Was
think.
it Shark did that too? It was like the Lotus that James
Yeah.
Bond had that would turn into a sub.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shark actually is very much like a James Bond vehicle. Actually, excuse
Yeah.
me. It would like flip the wheels up and the wings come out.
Yeah.
What was the name of that vehicle in GTA that did that?
Oh,
Was it that the shark?
no, I don't think it was a
It
shark.
was like it was a
I know they had one of them was a Toreador, but there was another one before that. Oh man, I know I had it. I
Yeah.
use that thing everywhere.
It's when
It's been so long since I
you
played
drive,
GTA.
yeah, you drive off the pier and it turned into a submarine as you hit the water.
Yeah, I loved like letting people drive it. And like, oh, you drove in the water.
Oh no, you owe me 5,000. Ah, just kidding. Yeah, that's actually one of the best things to do in that game was explore the
Oh,
ocean world.
Stromberg. That's what it was.
Stromberg, that's what it was.
Yeah. I knew it
God,
had
yeah.
like some German sounding name.
Yeah, well, is
Yeah.
Stromberg a German sounding name or is it I think in like Norse.
Maybe Norse, yeah.
But then again,
Yeah,
like
it's all kind of the same area.
the Norse their language basis comes of Germanic. So it all
Yeah.
makes sense. But anyways, guys, that is Mask Episode 3, The Book of Power.
This one was more silly and less offensive this time.
It
So.
was, I mean, it just didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it. I mean, it still had a little bit of offensive with the whole Mong Paco name. I
Yeah.
was like, it's like your racist uncle tries to come up with like the bedtime story.
Oh God, 100% that.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna have a place that sounds like you could find it in Mexico on your honeymoon, but I don't know.
It's like the derogatory term he'd call is like day laborers.
It sounds like something that you go on a cruise and you stop on an island that didn't actually have ruins and they have some cheap papier-mâché looking ruins in the distance. Oh, that's the lost city of Mont Paco. You can't go there because they're excavating it currently.
Yeah.
Here's this is this whole excursion is going to cost you $150. Hope you had a good time looking at the fake ruins. That's what a Mont Paco sounds like.
Yeah, be sure to hit the gift shop.
Yeah, it's duty free, y'all.
What was it on the Venture Brothers? They had the fake Spanakopita
Spanakopita.
festival.
Spanakopita. Oh God, I was watching the beginning of that show again recently. The other like this past week. It's just so good. It's
I
so
miss
good.
it. Oh,
You can watch it again, you know.
I know. I just miss seeing new episodes.
I know. Well, y'all, I'm gonna end it here because we will just ramble on about random pop culture things. So,
Yeah.
y'all have a great week, and hopefully we can continue this going on
I
Mondays.
can't wait for the next episode.
It's
'Cause like I
gotta
said, I
be.
don't remember much of these at all, so I'm going in
Oh
blind
yeah,
every week.
we're both going in pretty blind here,
Yeah.
and it just I don't see it getting better.
It doesn't have to be better.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch, and it's sometimes it's like Mystery Science Theater,
Yeah, oh
where
God, yes.
you know it's not going to be like epic, but it's still going to be fun.
It doesn't need to be epic. It just needs to have, exactly, be fun. It just needs
It's
to
still
be.
doing its job because I still want to go out and buy these toys. It's making me want the mask toys again. And
Those
I'm looking that
bastards.
they're a bit more expensive than like what I'm used to with Transformers.
Yeah.
But there's not as many of them, so I guess
That's the
it
thing.
evens out. So
Yeah, just stay away from the season two ones because. Oh my gosh. The season two with the basically a Cannonball Run that was like 10 episodes. Miles Mayhem went with his, he was there with his.
we'll get there. We're going there.
Oh God. Him and his twin brother. They
Yeah.
were
No
terrible.
spoilers, because I didn't watch season two at all.
I watched a little bit of it.
When season two came out, we moved.
Oh,
And
okay.
yeah, we moved to a town. We moved from Houston, which had like everything on it. And then we moved out near Victoria, and there was like two channels. One of them didn't come in real well.
Oh no.
And the channel that didn't come in real well had Transformers on it, so I didn't get to see that until it got satellite. And yeah, the only cartoon we had in the afternoon, one of the channels would show G.I. Joe. And that
God.
was it. Yeah. And that was when we had the best signal on. And yeah,
Yeah.
so I didn't get to see the movie that summer either.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, I didn't get to. No one would take me to the movie
No, I
theater.
said nice. Nice. I
Oh,
don't feel
not
so bad.
sarcastically. Yeah.
I feel so
Because,
bad now because I didn't get to see until it came on TV.
yeah, and the nearest town, it was still 25 miles away to Victoria where they were showing Transformers movie. And we lived like 13 miles away from that town. So it was like almost 40 miles away, and no one would take me. And I was like, well, great. So yeah, I didn't get to see that until it came out on TV.
Jeez.
But I had the sticker book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I collected all. I still have the sticker book. I collected every sticker, and that's how I knew what happened in Transformers the movie. Well, besides the one kid that I went to school with that came and he saw it, and yeah,
Spoil it
he
for
said it
you?
was great. Yeah, he spoke well of it. So,
I said spoiled it for you?
oh yeah. Well, no, we are all being like, hey, what happened? What happened? Because there was a lot of us. Like our parents just would not take us, and it didn't stay long. It wasn't in theater long,
Oh
so.
no, it was like in there like a week or two right here. Well,
Yeah.
back home.
Yeah, so
I was
the
actually I was too I was trying to be too cool for cartoons. I don't know why. And then like I was too scared to ask my parents to take me to the movie theater.
Yeah.
But yeah, here we go.
I didn't get to see it in the theater until BotCon 2000.
And that was his own fun thing.
Oh yeah, that was
Hey,
fun.
Raksha, listen. Hey, Raksha,
Pay
pay
attention.
attention.
That's what Scott said. Yeah. Oh man. But it was cool because that whole theater was full.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and everybody there loved that movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For Optimus Prime time, we cheered.
Oh yeah, you could hear all the Decepticon fans.
That pissed off Matt so much.
I was saying, yeah, Matt got mad. Like, where are you?
God.
But yeah, Scott, when they got to the transformation scene with Megatron into Galvatron, and Scott just yells, "Hey, Raksha, pay attention!" And the whole audience just cracked up.
Oh God.
Oh, those are good times, man.
It was fun times for
We've
sure.
got to hit the conventions again.
I know. Anyways, y'all, I'm gonna kill this now that's getting really close to me.
Yeah.
Checking us out every Monday for Mask Mondays. Of course, we're going to be at Tuesday mornings for our episodes. I think this week at there you pan out. UK number 42.
42.
42. And until next time, y'all, take it easy. Have a great week.
Bye.
There you go. Thank you. See ya.